Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true, in everything we think and do.
I thank the Lord Allah. I ask Him for help and guidance and forgiveness for our sins. For those whom Allah guides are the guided ones, and those whom Allah does not guide are the misguided ones. I believe and confidently affirm that Allah is the only God and that Prophet Muhammad is His slave and messenger. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, who was sent to bring mercy to the world, to guide and to warn and to give good tidings. He delivered the message and gave the best advice to the world. We ask Allah to reward him on our behalf. Allah the Almighty said in the Holy Quran, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. Uzair, whose story was briefly mentioned in the Quran, was a pious Muslim. He was one of the descendants of Prophet Yaqub, Jacob, also known as Israel. We bring you his story in detail because of what it shows of the great might of Allah. Prophet Yaqub, known as Israel, was a Muslim. His followers, the Israelites, had split into several groups. Some remained as pious Muslims adhering strongly to the rules of Islam. Others blasphemed and committed acts of perversion against the religion. This caused great tribulation amongst the Muslim nation of the time, which often led to the killing of honored prophets at the hands of these non-believers. After their corruption had spread and they had unjustly ruled and ruthlessly killed two honorable prophets, namely our master Zakaria, known in English as Zechariah, and his son, our master Yahya, known in English as John, Allah inflicted upon them a blasphemous ruler named Bukhtanassar. He came from Iraq with a great army to Jerusalem in Palestine. He attacked the Israelites in their own homes, killing many of them and taking the rest as hostages. But a few of them fled. Then he ordered his soldiers to bring loads of soil and pour it onto the Israelite city until it looked like a huge mountain. This was done in order to disgrace them and humiliate them even further. Bukhtanassar took the hostages with him to Babylon. Among them were Muslim scholars who were descendants of Prophet Israel alayhi salam. They buried the real Tawrat before they left Jerusalem in a place only known to them. Among them was Uzair, the son of Sharkhiya, who was later able to return to Jerusalem but found it still in ruins. The remaining houses had been destroyed. The tattered corpses, amputated body parts, and chopped bones of its inhabitants scattered around them. He was shocked as he passed by them, pulling his donkey behind him. When he arrived at the city's fields, he was surprised to find them fresh and fruitful, and his amazement grew since the trees were in bloom while the people were dead. He said, touched by what he had seen, "Praise the Lord Allah, who is able to resurrect this city and its people after what they have come to." Uzair ate some grapes and figs from the trees and filled his basket with them. He also squeezed some grapes in a cup and drank a little. Then he sat down to rest under the shadow of a tree. A few moments later he died. He was concealed out of the sight of people, beasts and birds. 70 years after Uzair's death, Allah sent an angel to one of Persia's kings, saying, "Allah orders you to recruit your people and take them to Jerusalem to restore it and its surrounding land and make it better than ever." So the king ordered tens of thousands of people to go and rebuild the city. Soon, the remaining descendants of Israel alayhi salam returned to it, where they prospered and increased in number and wealth. Many years later, in fact 100 years after the death of Uzair, Allah with his great power brought him back to life by his great might. Uzair had died in the morning and Allah resurrected him just before sunset, after that long period of time. Allah first revived his heart so he could become aware of his surroundings. Then he revived his eyes so he could see for himself how resurrection takes place, and thus his faith became stronger. Gradually, Uzair watched his body come back to life. An honored angel then visited him and asked him, "How long do you think you have been dead?" "For a day," thought Uzair. Then seeing that the sun had fully set, he added, "Maybe less than a day." "You have been dead for 100 years, explained the angel. "Yet, look at your food." Uzair looked at his fruit basket and the drink in his cup that were still fresh. Then the angel said, "Look at your donkey." He looked at the tree where he had tied the donkey and found it dead. Its bones were white and filled with holes. Its limbs were scattered and had perished. Then he heard an angel's voice from the sky saying, "O you perished bones, come together by Allah's will." The bones were joined together and every part bonded with its matching parts. The ribs matched other ribs. The arms were put into place. The head returned to its proper position and the nerves and veins were restored. Then Allah grew soft flesh on the donkey's skeleton and covered it with skin that spread on the flesh and hair sprouted out of the skin. Then an angel came and blew the soul in the donkey's nostril. Instantly, the donkey got up. Uzair knelt on the ground in worship to Allah after he had seen an amazing and stunning sign of Allah's power, which is resurrecting the dead. Uzair said, "I believe that God has the power over everything." When Uzair left home 100 years earlier, he was a strongly built, black-haired, 40-year-old man. He had left his wife pregnant. After he died, his wife had a baby boy who was 100 years old at the time of his father's return to life. Uzair rode on his donkey to where he used to live, but he could not recognize anybody from his family, and they did not recognize him either. Many people had died, and many more had been born since his departure. He went to his house, where he found a handicapped, blind old woman that had been his 20-year-old maid. "Is this Uzair's house?" he asked her. "Yes," she replied, crying. "Uzair left many years ago, and people have forgotten about him. I haven't met anyone who has mentioned him for a long time until now." "I am Uzair," he declared. "I died 100 years ago, and now Allah has resurrected me." She was surprised by what she heard. After a moment she said, "Uzair was a pious man whose prayers were answered. Whenever he asked Allah to heal a patient or help a troubled person, his prayers were answered. So ask Allah to give me back my health and to return my sight." Uzair did, and she instantly had a sharp vision, a bright young face, and a healthy appearance. She even was able to get up on her feet as though she never had a handicap. She said, "I believe that you are indeed Uzair." The woman took him and went off to the Israelites. Amongst them were his children and grandchildren, whose hair and beards had become white with age. Some were already 50 and others almost 80 years old. Some of his friends were still alive, but their bodies were tired and their backs were bent. The old woman cried, "Allah has returned Uzair, whom you had lost 100 years ago, with good health and the stride of a young man." Uzair looked handsome, strong, having muscles and black hair. Nobody recognized him. Therefore, they wanted to test him. His son approached him and said, "My mother used to tell me that my father had a crescent-shaped black mole between his shoulders, so show it to us." Uzair revealed his back to show them the mole. Yet they wanted to be even surer. So an older man tested his honesty, saying, "Our ancestors told us that when Bukhtanassar attacked Jerusalem, he burnt the Torah, and there were only a remaining few who had memorized it by heart. One of these men was Uzair. So if you are Uzair, recite what you have memorized." Uzair got up and led them to the place where he had buried the Torah at the time of Bukhtanassar's attack and dug it out. The cloth with which it was wrapped had been partly ragged. He handed the book to the Israelites and sat down under a tree reciting it as they followed him with the book. He recited the whole Torah, not leaving out a single verse and not changing a single letter. Upon witnessing that, they believed him, shook his hand and touched him, seeking his blessings. But later, many non-believers, due to their ignorance, instead of becoming more faithful, they disgracefully blasphemed and said, "Uzair is the son of God. We seek refuge with Allah from that. Allah is the Lord of the worlds, the creator of everything. Nothing resembles him, and his attributes do not resemble the attributes of his creatures." Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, Lessons About the Belief, Acts of Worship, and Islamic Manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
True Islam, we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.